This is a painful time for people across this country who served in Afghanistan. Paige Flager from our member station WPLN in Nashville spoke with some of them.
Timothy Griffin has been having a lot of long nights.
I probably have not slept since it happened, since I woke up and the headline was Afghan president flees the country, Taliban are in Kabul.
Griffin did a tour in Afghanistan under an Obama-era program where he learned Pashto to help the Americans communicate with Afghans. He was stationed out of Fort Campbell, an army base just outside of Nashville. He says he's been staying up late talking to the translators he worked with during his tour.
Some of them are trapped in Kabul, trying to get on one of those planes. And some of them are unfortunately too far away from Kabul to even attempt to get out.
Griffin is trying to get their names in front of politicians and the State Department, anyone who can help them escape. Even though he believes it's time to withdraw, he wishes more could have been done for the people being left behind.
There's this weird duality that I really don't like, is that there's only two options with Afghanistan. One, we stay there for 20 more years, or two, we just completely abandon them. We decided to completely abandon them. The reality is there's a million other options that could have been done in between.
This is a familiar refrain for veterans who served in Afghanistan. They feel something more could have been done. They walk around with constant reminders of their service, a list of physical injuries or emotional scars from what they saw and did, who they lost. And now, those wounds feel fresh again as they watch 20 years of work unravel within days.
It's a little hard to not be cynical.
Alex Dudley is a veteran who spent 6 months in Zabul province. He lives in Nashville now. When he heard the news, his thoughts turned to one of his friends and fellow soldiers who died years ago.
If we hadn't been over there, he'd still be alive. So it's kind of hard to talk. Sorry.
He tears up and says his friend didn't die in combat.
He did end up taking his own life.
Healthcare providers worry the government collapse in Afghanistan might push more veterans into crisis. They're encouraging those who serve to seek help and to check in with one another. That's what Dudley has been doing. He believes his friend would probably feel the same way he does if he were still alive, the same way many veterans do. Let down.
You always feel like there's something else that we could have done, but, you know, at the same time, we've been there for 20 years, and I honestly don't think another 20 years would have necessarily made a difference.
Another veteran, Ross Chambon, calls the war a complete waste. He criticizes President Biden for the withdrawal, saying he should have left more troops in place to stand up to the Taliban.
The previous president we had, he actually had a backbone.
Chambon has unsentimental opinions about the war. He says he has to. He served in Afghanistan with the Rakasans out of Fort Campbell. He was a military sniper in his brigade combat team. But he doesn't like to think about those memories.
I've got my kids to think about.
Chambon has a 6-year-old and a 10-month-old. They are his future, he says. The war is over, no matter the outcome. He says he just wants to leave it in the past. For NPR News, I'm Paige Flager in Nashville.
And we'd like veterans to know that they can, if they wish, talk with a counselor at the Veterans Crisis Line. The number is 800-273-8255.